Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
Hey, Kenya. This is Richard. I'm with Bank of America, calling my court for quality. A client, I think she might have signed up for something with you guys, if I'm mistake. I'll connect her so you can locate her account, okay?
Sure.
All right, great. All right, Ms. Caldwell, are you there?
Yes, I'm
Hey, I
here.
got you connected with a customer. Her name's Kenya. She's going to assist you going forward. She's going to ask a couple questions. I'll be in the background in case you need me. So you can go ahead, Kenya.
Okay. I will answer her questions.
Hi, could I have your zip code, please?
29707.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
My name is Mary Caldwell.
Thank you. Just to make sure, I'm looking at the correct information. Could you verify your mailing address, please?
It's 4536 Buckskin Court, Indian Land, South Carolina.
Thank you for that. So I do see here that you were attempted to be charged for the meal plan. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it's called the Bites Hub, but it is a meal plan app. It shows you different recipes that you can use to cut out sugars and carb cravings. Basically guides you to a healthier lifestyle. You are also entered in a raffle for a chance to win a mixer, but of course with the charge being declined, then you do not have the app and you were not entered in that raffle. But that is what you were attempted to be charged for.
That's not the way the whole site read. It was very misleading because they said those mixers were being sold for $2.95 through Walmart. So your ad is very, that's an out-and-out lie is what it is. Please do not charge me for that. Please take me off that list. I do not want any kind of bite whatever. And I take me out of the raffle if that's what it costs for.
Well, that's what I was explaining. So in the terms and conditions, that is where it stated about the app and also that you were entered in a raffle. But, of course, with you being declined, then there isn't anything to cancel. It's just you do not have access to the service.
That's fine.
And you were not charged for it. And was there anything else that I could assist with for you?
No. That
and she's not signed up for anything, right? She's not going to try to bill her again?
No.
Okay, all right. I think that's all we need. So, yeah, thanks for your time.
No problem. I thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.